Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, North America. How are you? The mothership has connected from Denver to Miami, Sunflower, Florida to Carolina, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
It's a Trash Tuesday. It's me, Sean Morash. You know me as Baraz. In with the bogeyman on this summer Tuesday. A little respite for DA today. Look, when you got days to burn, you got days to burn, bogey. What's cooking, brother?
Sean, it's good to see you again. I think in a minute we can get to how I'm looking at you. But, what's going on around here? Pete has set an awful precedent where people just don't show up for work whenever they so choose.
They say the game is follow the leader.
And our leader is taking us from a place where we just don't account for people's presence anymore. You want to come in? Great. If you don't, no big deal. I mean, we are now on day three of weekday bingo.
Yeah.
We've had no DA on a Friday. We've had no DA on a Thursday. And now we scratch off Tuesday with Monday and Wednesday only left open before we start chugging.
Yeah, I'm into it, Bogues, though. I like it. Now we get to anchor a Trash Tuesday.
That is true.
Which is great, which, by the way, will come your way in an hour and 17 minutes from right now.
Which hour of the show is that?
That's hour number two on the show.
For now.
And get your tweets at Mraz CBS, MrazCBS, and at Andrew Bogish. Let us know what you're trashing, how you're trashing, where you're trashing.
Well,
see where you said the Target demo stuff. I mean, and what a crew today. We have EJ Stewart in my usual chair. We have Pete the Body Bilotti, as grumpy as ever, in his usual chair. And a surprise anchor today. Who will be doing updates? We don't know because they weren't here as a 559.
That's incorrect. He or she has been in the building. 549, I think, was the time card stamp.
I was just trying to create drama. I know they were here.
Close enough, though.
Yeah. So somebody will be in that chair. We have Stundua News in hour number three. Thank goodness, Pete, as I was in charge of putting together the rundown, so I didn't even include Canadian Bacon. We'll do that in hour number four.
And you're going to do that, huh?
Well, there might be a little controversy behind that.
Okay, because I have an objection to you doing it today, because I don't want to hear you tell me how you're a hard hat guy, that you're doing both of these things, co-hosting and Bacon.
Well, you know what? Hard hat guy.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Anyway. Plenty to get into throughout the course of the show. We will do sports, and more sports because this is CBS Sports Radio, free on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on Twitch and YouTube and watchda.com. Cap's come in, hasn't gotten a haircut in about 7 months. I saw him. He had me awkwardly switch this high chair, which we can get to in a little bit.
Yeah, let's discuss this real well. Two things, because your surprise update anchor's already tweeted that he or she's doing updates this morning. I mean, literally popped up as you were saying. We don't know who's doing it, so now America knows who's doing
it. So it's Pat Boyle.
It's Pat Boyle. Great.
Yeah.
And then I think Cap's got a little bit of a scheme going on here. He made you switch into this high chair.
This is the worst.
You look more ridiculous than usual. It doesn't have arms. And you like to flail around, you're going to fall.
I like leaning back. I go side to side.
You're going to be on the floor at some point this morning, and I think that's what Cap wants.
Yeah, but he wants me high up. He wants me looking down on you, Bogues, which I think is very telling.
Yeah, I mean, you already do figuratively, so you might as well do it literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. NFL-approved Thursday flex scheduling. We'll get to that. Tom Brady's going to own the Raiders. Apparently, that doesn't mean he can't broadcast games, but did he think it means that? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. As we mentioned, Canadian bacon, going to be a difficult bacon as well. The game only ends 1-0. Who won? You're going to have to stay tuned for that. And LeBron James contemplates his future. But we're going to begin with where the city of Denver would want us to begin, where Marie would want us to begin. For our listeners out in Colorado Springs, where you'd want us to begin, where the Nuggets locker room have been begging people to begin. It's always about the other team they beat. It's always about the other team they beat. Last night, I don't think it was about the other team they beat. The Nuggets prevail 113-111. Big word. And a monstrous move in basket, which ends up being the last of the night from Jokic with about, what, 50-something seconds left? And it's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Austin Reeves look in. 4 seconds left. Two buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
It is not easy. The first time the Nuggets ever swept the team in the playoffs. In the Western Conference Final. That's over. Congratulations. Somebody mentioned this, I couldn't agree more. Enjoy it for a night. All right, you guys have been saying it all playoff long or year long. Our goal is not to get to the finals. All right, we have four more wins. We're going to have to work extremely hard for it. All right, no matter who we play, it's about us.
I'm really happy for the guys and for the organization. And just how we fight through. I remember the days when nobody was in. Like you could hear the bounce. The ball bounced on the floor, and there was no fans, and we have a sellout every other night. So, just for the organization, just for people, just for coach, for all the players that everybody dubbed.
Me and AD were just talking in the locker room for a little bit. I think we came to the consensus that if not one of the best, probably the best team that we've played since we've been together for our 4 years. They just well orchestrated, well put together. They have scoring, they have shooting, they have playmaking, they have smarts, they have length, they have depth. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jason Kosmicki on Nuggets Radio. The voices you heard post-game. Nikola Jokic, which I'm still never going to get right. I don't care, right? I should care. But I feel like
you should care a little bit.
Yeah. But here's the problem. I got 15 anchors saying it 15 different ways of CBS Sports Radio.
And Marie in Denver told me that we've been saying Jason Kosmicki wrong the whole time, that Jason Kosmicki.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Enough Nuggets.
You heard LeBron James there at the end, too, as well. We'll get to him contemplating his future in hour number three. All right. So, first of all, you want to go with Jokic or Jokic? What are we doing?
I'm only going to go with Jokic because that's what he prefers.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's go with Jokic. Jokic with his 8th triple-double last night. Now breaking Will Chamberlain's record in a postseason. Just incredible. I mean, me and you were watching some of these plays down the stretch here. He's an absolute, dare I say, unicorn. Picture Dirk Nowitzki adds 50 pounds. He's thicker. He's a rumbling train. And it's so funny how we've come full circle from the Embiid MVP argument earlier in the year with the fatigue and all that stuff of going, voting for Jokic. And here he is, after not winning the MVP, reminding us or maybe showing a lot of people, including myself, well, let's face it, you're not up late watching Denver Nugget games that aren't on national TV. They're not getting Saturday night 8:30 ABC. They're not getting Sunday afternoon. Okay, they'll play a bunch of TNT games. They've now arrived. The stigma of the Denver Nuggets being, they're in the playoffs. No. This is a legitimate franchise now. They reached their first NBA Finals ever. And look, whether they win or not win, I think the beauty of the NBA playoffs now is we've guaranteed a fifth different champion in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the Miami Heat are going to obviously beat the Celtics. The Heat could beat them. I am going to trust that I think the Nuggets will. And also, it's so funny in the name of parody. You know, the Nuggets were the best team in the Western Conference all season long. And they've knocked on the door in the playoffs the last couple of years coming up short. But in an era in the NBA or our entire lives, we've always seen that this league provides more chalk than anything. We spent almost an entire spring just now looking for reasons why chalk wouldn't prevail in the West. When here they are, the Nuggets, the best team in the West, get there with the best player in the West getting there, and they can win in blowout fashion. They can win last night where they need these shots down the stretch, playing the defense they played down the stretch. It's a great story, Bogues, and I think that this is just the beginning for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, that's the scary thing, I think, for the rest of the NBA is that Jokic is an old, Murray is an old, Michael Porter Jr. still has the potential to become a third superstar on that team. And the thing I think that we missed that people have been writing about since last night, because they've been a good regular season team. Murray was great in the bubble, but the last two postseasons, they've kind of been slapped in the face and kicked out of the postseason right. by better teams, maybe earlier than we thought. And you assumed that they just weren't a postseason team, but they made a couple of changes from last year. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, they drafted Christian Brown, who didn't play last night. Bruce Brown off the bench. He did play last night. They changed the dynamic of their team. Murray got healthy. And Jokic is, you know, you just call him the best player in the West. He might be the best player in the world right now.
It's a two-time MVP. It's hard to argue that.
And, you know, as far as the MVP thing goes, Embiid can be the MVP, is the MVP, but if you're starting a team today and you need a center, you're picking Jokic 11 times out of 10
yeah.
over everybody else. He's remarkable. I mean, it's hard to comprehend a guy that plays like him, that's built like him, that plays that position. He just averaged a triple-double in a four-game sweep of LeBron and the Lakers. He stared down a LeBron 40-point almost triple-double last night, and he abused Anthony Davis for four games.
So, in watching a lot of this Western Conference final, and actually, I'm glad you brought up Anthony Davis because this is what it ties into. Anthony Davis, I think, is the one player, seeing him go up against it compared to the other rounds, whether it was what happened with Minnesota in round one, and even to a lesser extent, Phoenix with Ayton in round two. I believe this to be true. You are a few years older than me. I am 36 years old. I saw the tail end of Jordan clearly, and I understand he's the greatest player of all time. I appreciated Kobe, I appreciated LeBron. But to me, when I think about pure dominance, the most dominant player I have ever seen play NBA basketball at a high level has been Shaquille O'Neal. And bear with me, it doesn't mean he's better than Jordan. I'm just talking about pure dominance with what they were dealing with. He was an absolute freight train in his prime, especially those years with the Lakers, where you could throw some other All-Stars at him. Like, remember the NBA Finals versus the Pistons? I mean, he dwarfed Ben Wallace. Dwarfed him. And that was an all-defensive player, a great center. And it looked like Ben Wallace was a point guard compared to Shaq. I'm watching Jokic now, and that's the vibes I'm getting, where, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are, how big a superstar you are, his ability to move with the ball, rumble on into the paint, and just his sheer size and physical freak of nature, he's an unguardable player. And I think his 8 triple-doubles in this postseason only further cement that. Now, we can get into semantics, who's better, who's that, but I'm just talking about sheer dominance on the court, and you're seeing his crowning moment right now. Now, he could bump heads with a crowning moment of a different type of player with Jimmy Butler here, coming up in the Miami Heat, and that'll be fun. And we're going to have like 8 days to dissect it before we even get to a game. But this is incredible, and I think that this is just the beginning for the Denver Nuggets, and that whole stigma they had about, you know, you guys are always talking about the other teams, that's out the window. This Nugget team now has officially staked the claim. Boom. They will be in front of our eyes, in front of our TVs going forward here in big moments.
So what you're saying is if DA's here, are we on Summer Fridays yet? So if he's here Friday, that should be the Duncan Robinson show, like a four-hour breakdown of individual players before game one of the finals.
Yeah.
We'll get to Butler on Thursday, Duncan Robinson, because we're going to have can the Celtics show up for game four if they're not showing up for game three?
Look, by the way, 855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. We'll tackle this right now, too, because I disagreed with you guys. I didn't disagree with you guys. I understand why you're saying that the NBA Finals can't start till next Thursday, but I also find it to be a ridiculous reason why. Like, DA reaching at the idea that, well, they want to start on a Thursday. But they don't consistently play every Thursday. You got a Friday game in there the following week. The NHL, by the way, right now, there hasn't been an opposing team winning. They could get sweeps. They're going to get that thing going right away. It's not about hotels like it is in the NFL where you have sites being planned. I get what you say. Maybe ABC and their programming lays out like this. With all of that being said, the NBA knows there's going to be a conversation. I'm going to bet the Celtics tonight because I think every close foul. Now, the Celtics could just lay down like dogs and lose the game. But if you want to talk about games where officials could actually get involved in effect.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I'm taking the Celtics.
And I was looking around yesterday afternoon because there's a lot of people who love to break down the referee crew. And I was waiting to see who the NBA put on that game last night to see what trends and storylines developed from there. I never saw those tweets. EJ's more plugged into NBA minutiae like that. I don't know if the NBA put kind of the usual suspects on game four last night in LA to massage that one to a game five.
And it got close.
It did. But they're going to, whatever they feel comfortable doing, I would think they try to influence game four. But the problem is, what you just said, it might not matter if the Celtics do what they did in game three.
And that's the thing. If the Heat just rise to the occasion, I don't think that you could officiating massage, if that's the word we're going to use, a game into a blowout for the Celtics. So it would take the Celtics just, Tatum, first of all, how about you make a shot in the fourth quarter? I mean, that would be key. I mean, I guess he'd have to play in the fourth quarter, which you hope is the case if you're Boston. By the way, if you're down 30 entering the fourth tonight, newsflash, play Tatum. Don't just lay down your swords. Play Tatum. Well, I still don't agree with that. You're already down 2-0 in game three. I don't care that you're down 30. You know, have a moment. Because if you come back down 30 and Tatum gets hot in the fourth quarter, you have this unbelievable comeback. Guess what? The Heat may never win a game the rest of the series. So, Missoula's a disaster.
Yeah, at least he's feeling better for game four. Even if you're still down 0-3, he finds some rhythm, finds some confidence.
And with that, this could be a tight game, and then you just realize Missoula stinks as a coach again, and the officials do everything they can. But all of that being said, I still think the Celtics have the talent here to get this. Unless they're coming apart at the seams in the locker room, I don't know.
Who was it that said the Celtics or the – who do they play the previous rounds? Why am I blanking on – the Sixers.
Yeah.
That they should be ashamed if they lose to Miami. It was a guy on our show. Was it Ryan McDonough that said that? Like, that sentence is still true.
Ryan McDonough? You're talking about Ryder, I think.
What, did I? No, yeah. Somebody was on with DA and said the two teams in the other series should be ashamed if they lost to Miami.
We didn't have Ryan McDonough.
All right, then I'm just picking the wrong name. I'm 95% sure somebody on this show as a guest.
Well, you're also asking me to pay attention during the interview.
I know. And that sentence is still kind of true. The Celtics absolutely should be ashamed right now. So, like, there is a way for Boston to make this somewhat interesting if they play like they're supposed to play, but it doesn't seem like they are physically or mentally capable of doing that right now, which takes us back to Missoula, who, like, we've had this conversation with, like, mugshots. Do you look bad in your mugshot because you did something wrong, or did you do something wrong because you look like Missoula now looks like a lost head coach, and I don't know which came first. Like, he sits there, like, wide-eyed, stunned. Like, he keeps saying, I don't know why. Like, he looks like he's lost, and he's lost, and I can't see.
I guess you can judge a book by its cover.
Right. Like, I don't know which came first, but now he looks the part of a befuddled, overwhelmed, outcoached, no-answer guy, and that's the world they live in right now.
Shows you can't tell if a coach is good or bad based on an NBA regular season more so than any other sport.
I guess. I still think there's room for patience, as bad as this has been. I don't need to get to set fire to the whole thing, but couldn't have gone worse.
And by the way, we're going to have, again, probably a whole week of dissecting post-Celtics more here. So we'll get into some of this, but if Jaylen Brown's gone, I mean, you might have to just start anew. All right, when we come back, your best audio of the day in soundcheck, and I didn't realize this until I got the paper. Another bird was hitting baseball.
Yeah.
So, bird is the word. We'll get into that.
Oh, well,
plus, a young Patrick Boyle, is he getting his first anchoring shift here on the DA show?
On the DA show, yes. Definitely, I don't think on the network, and he's definitely done updates on WFAN here in New York.
Yeah, I just meant CBS Sports, or at least the DA show.
I think just the DA show. I'm pretty sure he's been on the weekends.
Okay. All right.
Pete would know. He kind of makes those schedules.
Just the DA show. He's been anchoring.
All right, so let's go. Patty Boyle with his first DA show anchoring update next. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, if you're just joining us, it's Mraz and Bogues on a summer Tuesday on the DA show. We begin Soundcheck with Nucky Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins ranks his top three quarterbacks he'd want to play for on the I Am Athlete podcast.
You just brought up quarterbacks.
Mm.
What are some of the quarterbacks out there? If you had a list, you say, these are some dope quarterbacks that I would love to throw me the ball the second part of my career.
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say one of my favorite quarterbacks that I've been watching since he came in the league is Josh Allen. Josh Allen, he reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck.
Mm.
And you know, I love Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts, you know, man, he's a Houston kid, your dog, Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by. Man, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is number three. All right, I there's a couple things I have a problem with this clip, folks. Number one, as you enter the second part of your career. No. This will be the third part of your career because you were with the Texans. Then you had this era with the Cardinals. Also, you're 30, which is not old in real life, but you're starting to descend a little bit. Doesn't mean that DeAndre Hopkins can't have another 2-3 awesome years, but let's stop that it's the second part of his career. Also, I know that Kyler's hurt. This whole thing is so weird. The Cardinals have also said they're not looking to move him. This is so weird. It's almost like as if we're operating as if DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent.
I mean, I had to double check again last night that he's still technically a Cardinal.
And they said they're not moving him.
Right.
They could say that. Now, it doesn't mean that.
It's peculiar. I mean, and then he'll probably later today or tomorrow say that's not a trade. Like, he's already listed the teams he wanted to play for. Now it's the QBs he thinks are cool. But he's not really asking to be moved out of Arizona, and they're not going to do it. It's bizarre. And also, too, that weird gurgle, like ooh, in there. Was that you, or was that like your cousin host of the I Am Athlete podcast? There was a weird Sean-like noise.
Maybe.
Like glee in there around the Josh Allen mention.
I believe that was Ashley Nicole Moss, who's a co-host on there.
That was a very Sean noise.
Josh Allen reminds me of.
No, it was a different one than that, I
Can
thought.
I... Can I say something I don't think is hot takey, but maybe it's hot takey? Enough with the Andrew Luck comparisons, too. Comparing Josh Allen to Andrew Luck. Look, obviously, Andrew Luck retiring was a huge story. And Andrew Luck, you know, took the Colts to that Deflategate AFC title game. He had the incredible comeback versus Kansas City in the playoffs. I am not trying to minimize Andrew Luck's career when he played. Let's stop acting or rewriting history as if Andrew Luck was as good as Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Now, who knows? Maybe he would have clicked into that, you know, next gear and been like a multiple-time champion. I understand that we'll never know. And he was awesome. But he wasn't, like, all-time great either.
Right, but I don't think Josh Allen, just because he's so young, is an all-time... I think that's a fair comparison. Especially because
I think we're on a trajectory right now that... And I understand that the career could be in shut that... Josh Allen will definitely be a better quarterback than Andrew Luck.
I don't know that he'll definitely be a drastically better quarterback than Andrew Luck. And I think when we've had conversations about both of them, more recently obviously with Luck, I mean with Allen, about having to protect himself and run less and put himself in less danger, which was the conversation around Andrew Luck while he was playing, and then one of the main reasons why he's not playing anymore... I think the comparison is kind of fair.
I mean, look, and I understand the organization failed. I understand the organization failed him. I understand the health risk. I understand all of that. And it's a weird spot because Andrew Luck definitely didn't suck and was definitely really good. But I just feel like I don't know, even with the tampering stuff that comes out, these teams still clamoring to bring back Andrew Luck. I think we've kind of reached a post-Andrew Luck career arc here where now he's almost become overrated in history.
Andrew Luck threw 40 touchdowns in his third year. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Josh Allen hasn't thrown that much at any point in his career.
So, EJ, you're doing the thing I can't stand that football fans do.
What is that?
I can't stand it. When you look at touchdown passes and don't look at the total package. Josh Allen is a dual threat, runs in a ton, gets his team down with these long rumbles down to the one-yard line, causes more rushing touchdowns for his team. I'm not saying you are lazy, but because I have this argument with Daniel Jones haters all the time. You know Daniel Jones had four less total touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers, played one less game last year, but everybody focuses on the 15 passes. That's the case with Josh Allen, too. He's such a running threat, too, that's such a part of the modern NFL. When you combine the two, which is why I think people always look at Lamar Jackson with, you know, get up on the passing now, because if you get the passing combined with the running, you are the true unicorn. Andrew Luck wasn't a true runner of the football also.
But Andrew Luck had a really good career running the football at Stanford, and I think that if he played today, he'd probably be used closer Josh Allen than he
I guess.
Was
5 years
then.
Ago, it wasn't like we didn't know quarterbacks could run. I think that their offensive line had a lot of issues protecting him clearly, and that was probably a way to keep him safe. This is getting twisted where I'm acting like Andrew Luck sucked. Andrew Luck was really good, and we'll never know what he could have been, but I think history is overrating him a little bit.
You see, and I think you may be underrating him because the timing is the annoying part here. It's been 5+ years. He has given zero inclination that he wants to play again. He's not even hanging around the game. We've seen him, he's slimmed down. He's not in football shape anymore.
You got to stop clamoring for him to come back.
Like, let's leave him alone. But I don't think that means we need to go too far in the other direction.
Look,
that he wasn't as good as we remember him being.
My favorite Luck moment is always going to be the comeback versus Kansas City and that wild card round on the Saturday. And they had at least the one run that was kind of like a weird playoff year because it was just another Brady going there. But I never thought Andrew Luck stepping on a football field that he was a real threat to beat Tom Brady in a game, whereas Peyton Manning always provided us at least that opportunity. I don't know. I just felt a peg short for me on also his expectations when he came out of Stanford. And the organization has a lot to do with it.
Yes. And thankfully, Jim Irsay didn't put Andrew Luck ahead of Peyton Manning on his... Maybe he's in his top 10. We only know the top 5.
True.
You said it before. Unfortunately, bird is the word. Twice in less than a week, we have lost a bird on a baseball field. One time was pregame playing catch. Last night, during a game, Cleveland outfielder Will Brennan's at the plate. This is Steve Stone and our good friend Jason Benetti on Bally Sports.
Through the left side, base hit for Brennan on the first pitch he sees. So Cleveland quickly has two on with nobody out.
Let's take another look at it. This one actually went by what looked like some sort of deceased animal at shortstop.
Oh.
Maybe not an animal, that would be stretching it. Looks like it might be from the rodent family.
They just scooped it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Hope he had good insurance.
Oh, so many jokes. Now,
it's not funny.
It's not funny.
That's not
funny. It was a bird. It wasn't a rat or whatever. And it was dead thanks to the ball. It wasn't dead before the ball went past.
Yeah, it passed the deceased animal.
No,
I
no, no.
The, case.
The ball made the bird deceased. Will Brennan hit a ball. It hit a bird. And Brennan had, he, I think, playfully apologized to PETA after the game on Twitter.
Well, I, for one, we never had the joke about the fastball or the curveball. I would much rather get hit with a pitch than get hit with a line drive.
Yeah, I mean, the ball off the bat's going to be faster.
That's horrible. That is a horrible way to go. Also, I think we officially know that birds are stupid. Get out of the stadium. Or at least out of the field of play. You want to perch up in the upper deck and watch the game from there? Stop it. This ain't the park.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if stupid's the right word, but I don't...
They're stupid,
they're
dude.
Not as capable of advanced thoughts as most of us are, so they don't know where the safe
think
place
about it,
is.
Bird, they're going to come in over the stadium and down.
And they see grass. Like, oh, grass, great. I'm
right.
Cool.
Get a feel for what's going on. They're idiots.
I like the fans booing in the background, too.
Yeah, well, because they had to come... And by the way, that's a terrible job. I don't know if you guys... I had a tough time burying my dog years ago. I got to be scooping birds or dead rodents. And the people have to do this off the street. You ever pass like a dead possum?
I've scooped up a dead bird from my yard.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Oh.
It was
horrible.
Gross.
My dog shook a squirrel out one year on the Super Bowl and had blood foaming out of its mouth. And we had to bury the squirrel. That was an unreal. You know, you get rubber gloves. It is awful. Awful.
Yeah, I had a tough time
having flashbacks.
Negotiating the bird onto the shovel, which was like extending the nastiness of it. That wasn't fun. But I didn't
some
have
sort of deceased animal.
Right. Blood and guts, stuff. At least.
All right, now, last sound check. Jalen Green says Michael Jordan told him to take off a certain kind of shoes he was wearing. This
you
was
mentioned
on-
MJ, and you ever met MJ?
I got a crazy story. I went to a Michael Jordan camp in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to practice from the dorm. I got like high socks on up to my knees, baggy shorts. My swag was terrible. I got Adidas slides on, and he just walked over to me and was like, you need to take them weak ass Adidas slides off. I look back, I'm like, what you mean? He's like, you need to get some Jordan slides.
Yeah.
I said, give me some. So he brought me some Jordan slides. I'm a little ass. Kid though, he talking about get rid of them weekend. Yeah. I'm minding my business. I'm happy walking by myself. I was heavily excited because my mom in the stands. I ran over to my mom real quick. I'm like, mom, I just talked to Jordan. Yeah. Mind you, she taking the picture the whole time. So she was like, I know, I seen.
Oh,
I got the picture.
So,
yeah,
that's really cool. First of all, that was on the podcast, Pete. That's really cool because it shows that Michael Jordan does have like this human being interact with other kids like that. Also. Just tell the little kid you got weak-ass slides. And then giving him the pair of, you know, Jordan slides, good promotion by him, too.
Right.
To get those Jordans out there.
So the slides weren't a problem as a fashion statement. It was the brand of the slides.
Exactly. It was Adidas he was wearing. Jordan, obviously one of the Jordan. I only recently got into slides. I finally got out of the thong sandals, which people, you know, at the beach, I like the thong sandal. But apparently it's very much out. I never understood the slide. My feet slide too much in and out of it. But I don't know. I guess it's an okay look.
Yeah. I mean, neither one of them to me is comfortable because the thong thing.
I don't like the sock look with it.
I mean, that you can't do.
Yeah.
But as a basketball player, you got them on like walking back and forth to the court, so you have your socks on because you used to have them in your sneakers. Now the sneakers are off. But if you're making a conscious choice, like to go to the supermarket,
I've seen that
in
like
slides and socks, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it.
I'm a slide and sock enthusiast. Like that is how
having
I walk
a tough
around.
Morning, EJ.
That is how I walk around in Queens 90% of the time.
What?
Absolutely.
Why wear the socks?
Sometimes it's a little chilly. You know, who wants to see my toes? Come on.
Well, I mean, we're cut from a little bit of a different cloth because you're talking about Queens. I'm talking about, like, I'm 10 minutes from the beach, guys. So, like, in my world, slides mean you're wearing them around water.
Right.
You know?
EJ is also the youngest of the group. I couldn't tell you what's cool
every
whatever
time,
now.
But I've seen the slides with the socks on the supermarket. And every, by the way, as I'm probably wearing a half-stained Masahiro Tanaka jersey
right.
and tight and my nipples are poking through, I'm the one pushing the cart going, this guy looks ridiculous.
That is true. You probably shouldn't point at anybody else's like fashion faux pas. But I just, if I'm putting socks on, then I'm putting shoes on.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
There's just, if you need socks, then you need shoes.
I feel like it's definitely a basketball thing. Like, I played basketball growing up, so it felt like Bogus was saying, you go from the court and whatever, but it's transitioned beyond the court now.
That's
now
the problem.
Now it's a way of life at this point.
Yeah, if you told me at the supermarket there was a pair of high tops waiting for you to put it on as you shop, then maybe I'd understand
that. Shopping sneaks.
And that is your sound check. All right, let's rub our hands together, folks. A guy we usually see on that side, he's occasionally been over here hosting. Now he's doing the updates. It's Pat Boyle, who looks profusely sweating and a nervous wreck for this moment.
Good morning, gentlemen. I look like I'm sweating?
Yeah, you do.
I don't see that. I think you...
Oh, he's got the chain bracelet. Here we go.
He's ready to go, man.
All right, what do we got, Pat?
What do you want, man? This is a coveted spot here. I'm ready to rock.
The Caserta chair. Now, don't
coveted
look at...
Peter Schwartz has farted into that seat cushion multiple times.
All right.
Sorry.
Now I feel uncomfortable sitting here. Thank you for that.
All right.
We are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. Well, for the first time in franchise history, the Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals. They finished off LeBron James and the Lakers last night in L.A., 113-111 the final, to complete a four-game sweep in the Western Conference Finals. It did come all the way down to the buzzer. LeBron James's driving layup never had a chance. Great double team by Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon sealed the deal. Here's Nuggets head coach Michael Malone afterwards. His team still has an appetite.
And to beat this team in the Western Conference Finals and to get the first sweep in franchise history, to get the first Western Conference championship in franchise history, it means a lot. But I speak for 17 players in that locker room and the entire organization. We are not satisfied.
Two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, now a Western Conference Finals MVP, as well as regular season, the two-time regular season MVP, another triple-double in a closeout game, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, 3 blocks in 45 minutes. And Nikola, how does the Conference Finals MVP compare to the regular season one?
I don't know. I don't think about MVPs anymore, and I think it's people are just mean and saying that Embiid shouldn't want it. I think he should want it.
People are just mean. By the way, Embiid, I mean, Jokic sounds like me with oinks. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He had 3 triple-doubles in the series, though, put up monster numbers. Of course, Jamal Murray deserves a ton of credit as well. He was tremendous again with 25 points. Aaron Gordon poured in 22. And the Lakers had a 15-point lead at half in this game before the Nuggets outscored them 36-13 in the third quarter. LeBron James did everything he could, one assist shy of a 40-point triple-double. And after the game, you guys mentioned this before, LeBron contemplating his future?
We know that they're going to come out aggressive, though. It's less about that and more about us weathering the storm. And
all right, we're off to a hot start here.
Welcome to the club.
A stumble and a wrong clip.
Wait, let Sean blame Carlos in 3, 2, 1.
Or somebody else.
Nope, I'm not blaming anybody.
We'll clean that up.
Pat's got a tough job to do.
We'll clean that up. We're getting the mistakes out early here. Nuggets now wait until June 1st, 9 days from now, for the winner of the Celtics and the Heat. Speaking of which, game 4 tonight, will we have back-to-back brooms? Sean, would these be regular sweeps, or do you have a term for these?
No, these are straight-up sweeps.
Okay.
Straight-up sweeps.
Yeah, Heat up 3.
By the way, there was definitely a Nugget or Heat fan that have both swept up something in some kind of video. Are those people getting called jinxes?
Well, the Nuggets won last night,
yeah,
there'd
be no jinxing.
The point is, it would have had no effect one way or another.
Oof. Or you, for whatever reason, did affect the Rangers.
Nope. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Heat up 3-0 game 4 tonight in South Beach at 8:30 Eastern. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Eastern Conference Finals also now have a 3-0 series. Something going on in South Florida. 8 seed Heat have a 3-0 lead. Now do the 8 seed Florida Panthers as well. Shawnee will have Canadian bacon later in the show. There was only one goal last night. It was Sam Reinhart's goal on the man advantage at 10:05 in the second period. Sergei Bobrovsky had 32 saves. Sam Bennett had the assist on the lone goal. And that's now 3 straight one-goal wins for the Cats. They can close it out in Game 4 tomorrow night in Sunrise at 8 Eastern. Over to baseball, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. now has Major League Baseball's best 15-game hitting streak. The D-backs continue their hot start to the season. They beat the Phils 6-3 last night in Philly. A big battle in the AL East went to the Rays. No surprise. Randy Arozarena, Jose Siri, Luke Raley all homered. They beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Tampa now 94 home runs in 49 games. That is 15 more than the Dodgers, who are in second. And there are 10 teams in the majors with 50 home runs. 10 teams in the majors with 50 home runs or less. Tampa has 94.
How is that possible?
Launch angle.
That's crazy.
I thought they're cheating.
I'm not saying that. But I think when it's that big of a discrepancy, I mean, when this day and age of baseball, it's fair to question anything.
Even though they're doing it in different ballparks.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying I think it's impossible. Baseball's now put us in a culture where it's impossible not to question everything.
Yeah, but we also live in a world, a baseball world, where teams care about hitting home runs.
So like Judge was definitely cheating, though, but the Rays, no shot.
Well, show me the video. Okay, a couple of things here.
Okay.
From the beginning last week, I never said Judge was cheating. I said I didn't believe his story.
Pull the tape.
Gladly. More than once, I said there's plenty of room to not be the Astros here, that he's not cheating, he's stealing signs. You can pull the tape. I literally said those words.
But no, I think in the newsroom you said cheating.
Show me the video of the Rays looking in the dugout before every pitch. Let's go from there.
So that's the only way to cheat now?
No, but give me visuals of a Ray doing something that looks dubious.
Right, I'll start
like
paying attention.
Like we had him judge. You might as well.
I'm going to start paying attention and recording every game.
I can dig into the numbers and see how many of those home runs came at home. Although the technology is harder than
it's time out.
With the pitch come now.
Hold on.
It's got to be as hard as ever to try to steal.
I agree. Pitches. But I think because the Astros did this whole banging of the trash cans thing at home, we are under this impression that you can only figure out a way to do this at home, which I think is also a fallacy.
No, but it would be, no matter what, it's easier to do it at home where you control everything.
True. And again, do I really think? Probably not. But I also think that this is the world we live in now in baseball where it's fair to question everything. Is that a wrong statement?
I think it's unfair to the Rays to question everything. It's not unfair to baseball to question everything.
But why? Why should the Rays be above that?
Because I think because the Rays don't necessarily play a hand in the atmosphere that baseball created starting back in 1998.
So you think it's normal that they're hitting this many more home runs than everybody else?
I mean, they also...
Without superstars or...
Teams have hit home runs at this pace before. They're not obliterating historical numbers.
But
they're just doing
the
it right
pace
now.
The rest of the league, that incredible a pace?
Well, they could come back down to reality, though.
Exactly.
They could.
Their pitching is hurting, so they might start struggling.
All
here.
I'm saying is there's enough there where I think it's at least fair in this culture of baseball to question.
If you want to question it, that's fine, but you can't. To me, there's a ceiling on the time you can question it. Like
right.
How long you want to have that conversation?
I think Pete just pulled a lat muscle, Pat. So we're gonna get out of here and take a break.
Yeah, no problem. I got a ton of other stuff for you guys, and hopefully, no more mistakes coming forward.
All right, how many oinks are we gonna give that, Pete?
375. That was generous as well.
We'll see. We'll see what he does next. All right, when we come back, we got something. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serve the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. How about Nikola Jokic? 3 blocks and a steal to go with 30 points in Denver's clincher over the Lakers last night. The Nuggets now wait until June the 1st to start the NBA Finals. It's Mraz and Bogish here on CBS Sports Radio's The DA Show. Coming up top of next hour, we get to a little NFL flexing. We'll still get to LeBron's future. Interesting nugget, though, floating around. If the Miami Heat win tonight, Bogues, Pat Riley, whether as a player, a coach, or an executive, will have gone to 19 NBA Finals. 19, nearly a quarter of all NBA Finals have had Pat Riley ties to it once the Heat accomplish winning his Eastern Conference Final. Big deal, little deal, no deal?
It's a deal. I mean, it's just an anomaly. But I guess it does obviously play into his success as a head coach and an executive more than anything else. And it reminds me, there's similar stats about Jamie Moyer, the old lefty from baseball, who pitched for 20-plus years, and Patrick Marleau, longtime NHL player. When he retired, he had played with like a third of all the NHL players of all time. And Moyer has faced like a strange high percentage of hitters because he played for so long. So those were about longevity. Riley certainly is, but there's also the skill involved of coaching teams and setting up and running a Heat organization that keeps getting him back there now.
I think the most impressive part is that he's still got that. Now it's thinned. It's still got that hair slicked back.
He looks great.
He does look great. All right, we come back. The NFL approves Thursday night flex schedule, and John Mara certainly isn't happy about it. Neither should you be as a fan. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.